Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Backstrom v. Harrell, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1966. The question before the court was, what procedures must be in place when transferring a prisoner at the end of their criminal sentence to a psychiatric hospital under civil commitment? The facts of the case were that Mr. Johnny Backstrom was incarcerated in New York on an assault charge. While incarcerated, he was certified as insane and transferred to the Dannemora State Hospital, which was operated by the New York Department of Corrections. At the end of his criminal sentence, Dr. Harrell and two other physicians determined that Mr. Backstrom was in need of further psychiatric care and should be civilly committed as such. Mr. Backstrom had no legal representation or an independent psychiatric evaluation. The civil commitment was granted nonetheless, and Mr. Backstrom was recommended for transfer to the custody of the New York Department of Mental Hygiene. The New York Department of Mental Hygiene did not find Mr. Backstrom was appropriate to be in their custody, so he was released accordingly. Just kidding. Instead, he remained in Dannemora, a maximum security hospital run by the Department of Corrections, for 4 whole years after the end of his criminal sentence. Mr. Backstrom filed many a writ of habeas corpus, requesting that he be transferred to a civil facility should he even meet the criteria for civil commitment. His writs were denied several times in trial court, and a writ was also denied by an appellate. The United States Supreme Court granted certiorari and reversed and remanded this decision. They found that Mr. Backstrom's involuntary commitment violated the Equal Protections Clause of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. The New York state law at the time afforded individuals facing civil commitment the right to review by jury trial. Additionally, Mr. Backstrom was being held in a maximum security hospital without any determination of dangerousness warranting such hospitalization. New York State argued that individuals nearing the end of their criminal sentence were categorically different from non-incarcerated individuals facing civil commitment, a baseless claim that the United States Supreme Court did not endorse. The Supreme Court determined that, quote, all others receive a judicial hearing on the issue, and equal protection demands that Backstrom receive the same. In summary, the 1966 case of Backstrom v. Harrell established that an individual released from prison was afforded the same right to a jury review of civil commitment as anybody else. Now, it's important to note that the case of Backstrom v. Harrell led to the New York State's, quote, Operation Backstrom, which required that individuals held in hospitals for the criminally insane, run by the Department of Corrections, on the basis of their, quote, dangerousness and criminal propensities, be transferred to the custody of the Department of Mental Health. 976 patients were transferred, to be exact. In the 1960s, Henry Stedman used this population to conduct his classic research study on the risk of recidivism of dangerous conduct in these individuals. He found that after 5 years, only 26 of the 967, or 2.7%, required recommitment. The implication being that violence and recidivism risk in this population was grossly overpredicted.